Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Soil health management has many key components, and Nebraska farmers are taking an interest in making sure their soil continues to be strong and healthy for generations to come. UNL statewide soil health specialist Carolina Cordova talks about why soil health is so important.
It is so important. When we are managing a field, we're not like managing for like 1 or 2 years. We are actually trying to manage for like a long term. And also we're considering passing this land to the next generation. So when having that in mind, we definitely need to consider how we are protecting our soil, how we are trying to reduce erosion and increase fertility. So with that in mind, definitely we are thinking about like building organic matter, considering into like investing in the health of that system. So in the future can still like maintain its functionality and its productivity.
The university offers farmers lots of opportunities to test their soil, and Carolina says farmers should take advantage of that.
So from our side, we're trying to engage with producers through different opportunities. And one of those is to help them assess the soil health of their system, trying to evaluate the functionality of their system if that field it can infiltrate enough water and store it below ground. Is it like accruing organic matter or not? So we are offering opportunities to partner with them and assess their fields and work with them in evaluating the soil health level of their fields.
The Natural Resources and Conservation Service has a program designed to help farmers build up their soil health.
NRCS just recently released a new initiative, a cost share program, it's called the Regenerative Pilot Program, who has now 58 people have been selected, the ones that have applied. It was very surprising that in a such a short notice, around more than 100 farmers from Nebraska applied to this program, and now 58 are going to get the funds to implement a new regenerative practice. Along with that, it comes with a monitoring of the changes in soil health from the adoption of this practice. So for us, it's very important to partner with NRCS to train the people that are going to help farmers to do these evaluations of soil health. That is that they need to monitor and use the guidelines of the CIMA 216. So it will greatly benefit us. And I'm happy to hear that they're close to 60 producers that are going to be implementing new practices, and we are able to help them to monitor in the next 3 and 5 years of this program.
Carolina stresses the importance of soil health and testing regularly.
So I will say that it is important for us to think about not only about soil fertility, but about soil health, because that's the capacity of the soil to function as a living ecosystem, not only to produce healthy food, but also to have a healthy community, supporting a healthy community, healthy animals. So we should be definitely working on like protecting our soil from erosion, for the big droughts, and have that vision, that long-term vision of protecting our system for our future generations.
Today's program was a portion of a feature taken from the Market Journal television program. You can watch Market Journal each Saturday morning on Nebraska Public Media or at the Market Journal YouTube channel. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.